Welcome to Powering Travel, a new audio platform brought to you by Expedia Group. At Expedia Group, we operate with a core belief: travel is a force for good. We believe everyone should be able to experience the joy of travel and its unique ability to strengthen connections, broaden horizons, and bridge divides. However, the reality is some people still face barriers to travel. Our recent research found that the majority of underserved travelers face serious challenges throughout their travel journey. Understanding the problem is the first step in solving it. But for travel providers, data on the type of barriers people from underserved communities face when planning travel is limited, siloed, and doesn't paint a clear picture of what needs to be done. Without this critical piece of the puzzle, many travel providers opt to maintain the status quo rather than making impactful changes to improve the experience of underserved travelers. Expedia Group's latest research titled Journeys for All, an Expedia Group Study on Inclusion in Travel, examines the travel experiences of Black, Latino, and LGBTQIA+ travelers, as well as travelers with disabilities in the U.S. This novel research identifies and illuminates the barriers across identities so the industry can take action. To help the industry evolve on this topic, we're speaking with two people who have dedicated their careers to advocacy and change. The first of those guests is Lawrence Phillips, an IT consultant turned CEO of Greenbook Global, a travel platform dedicated to enabling Black travelers to book trips with more confidence and less anxiety by leveraging insights from their community of Black travelers. You'll also hear from Heather Ainsley, the Chief Policy Officer of Paralyzed Veterans of America, a nonprofit veterans service organization founded in 1946 and has played a critical role in disability advocacy since. As part of our Open World Social Impact and Sustainability Strategy, both organizations are working with us in various capacities, including mentorship, technical consultations, and funding through programs like the Open World Accelerator Program and the Made to Travel Fund. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the needs of underserved travelers and how we as an industry can create more inclusive travel experiences together. Now, let's hear from our guests. Hi, Lawrence. Thanks so much for talking with us today. I'd love to hear more about how you started Greenbook Global.
So 2015 is when the idea came. So it took a while for it to develop, but essentially I was working at Accenture doing IT consulting for almost 8 or 9 years. I got promoted to consultant. I was super excited, but was super burnt out at the same time. So I was like, hey guys, I appreciate it. I quit. And so I traveled the world for almost a year, and I did 30 plus countries in all 7 continents, including Antarctica. But as a Black traveler, as I was kind of navigating the world, I was like, man, I really could use a resource that would tell me like what's it like traveling while Black, or, you know, would I potentially encounter any racism at these destinations? And so I couldn't find a platform that provided those insights. So that's where the idea came. It's the first Black travel review website and app, and it's dedicated to helping Black travelers explore the world with confidence. So our ultimate goal is to increase confidence, reduce anxiety of Black travelers. And we do that by allowing them to share their Travel While Black experiences authentically. So the good, the bad, and the ugly of Travel While Black, we allow it to be shared on the platform. And so it really helps form an authentic community about their experiences when they go explore the world.
This is so important, especially this focus on experience sharing. Data from the recent Expedia Group study showed that 84% of Black travelers believe seeing user reviews from people like them is an important part of the booking process. So a huge percentage of the audience is looking for exactly this solution. Congratulations on launching such a needed aspect of the travel journey for Black travelers. I understand that you are part of Expedia Group's Open World Accelerator program. How has that impacted Greenbook Global?
So first off, the Expedia Accelerator was amazing. I always say, like, when I walked in and say, hey, like, I had like a long list of a backlog. I had like, you know, 40 different items on here. And I was like, yeah, I just want to start marketing. And so I had some really great mentors, Doug and Romke, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can do some advertising, but let's take a step back. And so they really made me hone in on my value proposition, which I appreciate because, you know, our value proposition is to be unapologetically dedicated to Black travelers. And I was kind of tiptoeing on that before the accelerator. Mm-hmm. So it really helped me just hone in on and kind of the phrasing of it. Also redesign. So we redesigned our homepage by talking to a lot of the Expedia experts, redesigned our booking page. So a lot of the way the platform works today is a lot contributed to the Expedia Accelerator. Mm-hmm. And then just staying engaged. So spoke with Expedia at Afrotech. That was super beneficial because, you know, Black travelers are our consumers. That's our primary audience. So Expedia also is helping us in that facet. So they're doing a lot. I have a potential partnership with Brazil that we're working on with Expedia too. So there's a lot of different things even HBCUs as well. So a lot of different parts that we're trying to kind of coordinate. But I really just appreciate Expedia being an awesome partner to us. And I think we're also helping Expedia as well, because again, we unapologetically go after Black travelers. Like that's our niche. We want everybody to use the platform as well, but we just know that's our target market. That's the value that we really add the most to with our reviews, because what makes us particularly unique is that, you know, our platform and our users, they don't necessarily rate activities. They rate cities. Mm-hmm. So cities have a score for things to do, adventure, but also what it's like traveling while Black. Mm-hmm. And so that's what gives us our kind of our secret sauce, I would say.
I love that you said secret sauce, because that aspect of the authentic feedback, so focused on this community, you truly can't find anywhere else. A topic of conversation in the industry right now is about inclusion and thinking about different traveler segments. Can you share how Greenbook Global is helping aid travel providers to take on these considerations?
Just by having a place that's a safe space for our voice to elevate our needs and cater us, I think has done an amazing opportunity for us to not only give something that's been missing in the market, but also help improve the space as well. Because now we can work with destinations. That's really one of our ultimate goals, right? We want to empower Black travelers. We also want to work with destinations that do a great job to help them continue to do a great job. But also, if there's areas of improvement, we can work with you as well to help you be more inclusive of the Black travel space. Right. And so even with the launch of our road trip planner, which we talked about in our session today, it's going to be a different way that the data on the platform is going to be viewed. Because if you think about our road trip feature, it's basically like, think of like the US map. Right. And think about all these different pins that represent cities in the U.S. map that has a score and a color. Right. And so the color, like if it's green, means it's a great score. If it's yellow, means it's average. If it's red, it means needs improvement. So it allows one, our Black travelers to like, you know, plan a trip from Atlanta to, let's say, Las Vegas and see what the route looks like. Mm-hmm. So it's all green. Great. Let's open up Google Maps, hit a little button, route, you know, turn by turn navigation's activated. You're good to go. But if you see, you know, some spots that might be red, or you're like, hey, I actually want to avoid this destination, hit another button, avoid the destination, make a new route, and then open up on Google Maps as well. Wow. And so what that does, it gives power to the Black traveler, but now it gives kind of insights of data to the destinations to say, hey, you know, the perception, the sentiment about this destination towards Black people is might be a little off. Like, how can we improve that?
Yeah.
So I definitely think like this next iteration of our technology is going to help really transform the way Black people travel within the US, but also how destinations kind of can understand where they stand in the Black travel space.
You have done so much with Greenbook Global in such a short time. What's next? What can we look forward to out of the evolution of this platform?
Yeah, I think the biggest highlight for us is the Road Trip Planner tool, which we were really excited to launch. So we are working on an AI, like a Black travel AI bot as well, which we want to launch with our app in August too. So essentially, the first iteration of it is going to be mostly around itineraries. And so we have a very unique data set, right? So we can tell like Black travelers' travel styles, what brands they like the most, what destinations, the scores that they rate against. And so we can use all that to help kind of take all that information and build itineraries based off their own input criteria.
Yeah.
But so I think that's going to be super powerful to be able to kind of instill that in with our app launch. So I think that should be super cool. And then also, again, the onboarding to Black-owned businesses. I also know we can't do this alone, right? So I talk about partners, but also we have 9 different categories when we talk about a city: adventure, things to do, affordability, relaxation, nightlife, local food, history, romance, and traveling while Black. So local food, we're partnered with another company called Eat Okra to get Black-owned businesses on there. There's other companies that deal with adventure travel as well within the Black travel space. So a lot of more partnerships within the Black travel ecosystem is also something that'll be happening later down the line. And hopefully we'll get those thousands of Black-owned businesses on the platform by the end of this year.
Lawrence, it was so great to hear about your story and Greenbook Global. The mission brings so much optimism to the idea of opening the world up for possibility. So thank you for this inspiration, for talking with us today. Lawrence's idea to center Black voices as part of his mission to create a safer travel ecosystem for Black travelers is spot on with the data. We see that 85% of Black travelers believe finding destinations where they know they'll be welcomed is a very important aspect of research and planning. That's a huge percentage. Underserved travelers make up a bigger segment of the U.S. general population and are projected to increase by 2040, with a correlating increase in their impact on the travel market. Now is the time to start understanding the needs of these travelers to accommodate them. Another underserved group of travelers covered in the report is disabled travelers. Travelers with disabilities, especially those with intersectional identities, feel the impact of their identity across all aspects of travel and face added and often unexpected costs of travel in both time and money. This might include extra costs for ground transport or increased gratuities to navigate through the airport. Yet, travelers with disabilities report they continue to plan trips, explore all corners of the globe, and build community along the way. Heather Ainsley is with us today to discuss how service providers in the travel industry can work together to ensure that disabled travelers can travel safely and with dignity. Thanks for joining us today, Heather. I'd like to learn more about Paralyzed Veterans of America. Tell us about the organization.
We are a nonprofit veteran service organization that was founded in 1946 by returning service members who had spinal cord injuries or disorders such as multiple sclerosis or ALS to ensure that they were able to get their benefits and healthcare through the VA, but also to work together to fight for their civil rights as people with disabilities in a world that wasn't quite ready for them. So PVA has been working for decades to make sure that we do have the civil rights protections in place for people with disabilities, whether that was fighting for the Americans with Disabilities Act, which passed in 1990, or the Air Carrier Access Act, which ensures access to air travel, that was in 1986. We've really been at the forefront working at the policy level to make sure that those protections are in place, and then the implementation of those through working with the Department of Transportation. We have been involved in several regulatory negotiations with industry on various aspects of what those look like. But we also work quite closely with industry. I like to say that anybody that will talk to us will talk to them. And that's really at its core what the organization is about, whether that's working directly with veterans or making sure the policy's in place, is that disability isn't the thing that defines what you can and cannot do.
What a powerful mission, and what a track record of real tangible change for such a large group of people. You mentioned having been in conversation with many decision makers. How are travel providers included in this conversation, and how are you talking to them about the importance of accessibility in travel?
There are some industries in the travel space that, to be frank, are a little behind where they need to be. And so with those, we tend to talk about safety and dignity, that that's a bedrock that we have to have in place. There are other industries where we're able to say, you know, you meet that and you meet kind of the letter of the law, but there are ways that you can go above and beyond so that when customers are talking, you know, people with disabilities are talking to each other, or they find a particular brand that really works for them, that's the one they're going to choose. And I think that, you know, the research is bearing that out. I can say just anecdotally, I was talking to our national president and I asked him, I said, well, on your daily, you know, when you do things in your daily life, you know, when you're at home, what kind of barriers do you find? And he's like, well, I don't find a lot. And I said, is that because you go where you know you can get? And he said, yeah. He said, I go to the stores and the restaurants, the gas station where I know I can get help, which is then kind of limiting. Because if there's new things, those maybe aren't going to be on his radar because he's like, this is what I know works for me. Mm-hmm. So when you can say, I know that there's a bedrock of accessibility, I don't have to be apprehensive about trying something new because I know there's going to be a basic level of accessibility. And Americans with Disabilities Act has certainly helped to provide that, but we still have ways to go.
So how can we do better as a whole? For our audience of travel professionals, what can they take away as some actions?
You know, I think one of the things is understanding the various aspects of travel and how they are related. So if I'm going to a place where I need to fly, you know, the hotels and other industry at that destination could be doing everything they possibly can to make it accessible. But if people can't safely and with dignity travel there, then you've missed part of the ribbon. Mm-hmm. So I think it's understanding that it's not enough if you are individually, you know, trying your best, that you really do need to work together. So I do think business partners working together and understanding how they influence each other is really important. I also think that, you know, we need to, sometimes with accommodations with people with disabilities, it does come down to cost. It might not be as simple as, okay, we just change the policy. We might have to put in a ramp. We might have to make the bathroom bigger. Like we might have to, you know, invest in things. Mm-hmm. And I think understanding what that the return on investment is really an important piece. So yes, you may have outlays from having to do, you know, to invest in this part of accessibility, but then what will be your return? You know, is it an increased customer base? You know, because people with disabilities are not the only ones that benefit from things like ramps. People with suitcases and baby strollers and all kinds of wheeled devices that people carry with them can benefit from those things. And ask yourself, like, gosh, you know, yeah, we can meet these basic things. So I think it's also understanding that sometimes these things, yes, sometimes accommodations are very specific to disability, but sometimes they're just not. They're just better ways to serve our customers. And then that's a win for everyone, a bigger market.
Those are really great points, Heather. The need for this kind of advocacy is so important. And it sounds like the PVA is doing everything to enable travelers for those with disabilities. Your advocacy has been so powerful, in fact, that Paralyzed Veterans of America was awarded a Made for Travel Fund grant. Can you tell us more about what this partnership with Expedia Group looks like?
The Made to Travel Fund has been a really great opportunity to work with Expedia and get to know a part of the travel industry that we really didn't have a connection to. It's helped us to be able to see the way, kind of that inroads to the industry. And again, someone who then has tentacles that can touch a variety of industries through just one partner. And that has been really important. And I think to see the investment that Expedia has taken in investing in organizations like ours that do provide or fight for accessible travel, whether that's educating our members or trying to push policymakers, is the ability to get across our dual messages of the importance of inclusivity. And, you know, that's represented by not just campaigns, but the organization Expedia has put the money where the mouth is, which shows an investment that this is something that is important to business, because that's why the business does things. And to be able to see that inclusivity is something that is an important aspect of everything that they do, including by having partners like us, you know, present at, you know, the Explore Conference, which is, you know, has a wide variety of topics and issues that are coming up, and to bring the inclusivity into that space is a very good way of showing that it's not something separate. We don't need a separate, you know, conference to talk about those issues, that we should be talking about those when we're talking about any other issues happening around travel. Mm-hmm. And I think that has been a really great investment that we have certainly appreciated in working with Expedia and the Made to Travel Fund.
Heather, I am so looking forward to all of the change coming to the industry thanks to the work that you're doing at Paralyzed Veterans of America. Thanks for joining us today. Based on the data, travelers with disabilities invest a considerable amount of time and effort in planning their travel experiences. On average, they spend around 9 hours dedicated to planning their trips, with an additional 4 hours devoted to ensuring their chosen destinations are safe, welcoming, and accessible. It's important for companies to recognize that most travelers with disability, specifically 2/3, so that's 65% or so, express a strong preference for travel providers that openly endorse diversity and inclusion. To read more about these and other underserved groups detailed in the report titled Journeys for All, an Expedia Group Study on Inclusion and Travel, visit the link in the description. Thanks again to Lawrence and Heather for detailing their involvement in creating tangible change in the travel industry. And thanks to you for listening to Powering Travel, brought to you by Expedia Group.